With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. For the last 125 years, birding novices and experts have helped to get a census of birds on the landscape each winter around Christmas time. The Christmas bird count will be starting up again this Sunday. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how you can add to more than a century of community science.
For the last two mild winters, Frank Schroyer hasn't been seeing as many winter finches. The local birder says it could have just been low population years, or it could have been that winters weren't harsh enough for them.
This year, we're seeing several of these species that we haven't for a few years now. Pine grosbeaks, which are flying around us right now, and then evening grosbeaks as well, those really colorful yellow birds that come to feeders a lot.
One tool scientists have to look at these kinds of trends over a long period of time is the Christmas bird count. Every year between mid-December and early January, birders across the U.S. take stock of which birds they're seeing on the landscape.
We can look at different trends and things like that and see how things maybe were affected by two mild winters, or maybe we had a heavy snow year or a really cold year. So it's kind of interesting that I'm out there for fun, but what I'm observing is actually scientific data.
Schroyer's idea of fun when it comes to the Christmas bird count is seeing how many locations and birds within those locations he can get each year. For the most part, people will find a count near them on the Audubon website and contact that location's compiler to sign up and get the details. Each location will do the count on a single day, sometime from December 14th through January 5th. Some people, like Schroyer, will go out to different sections to search and count birds for as much of that single day as possible. Others will stay cozy in their homes watching their bird feeders when they can.
Actually, in winter in northern Wisconsin, it's arguably more effective than driving all over the woods and searching for birds that are pretty well dispersed at this point. So feeder counters are really important.
There are several local bird counts that could still use volunteers, including Rhinelander, Summit Lake, Minocqua, and Manitouish Waters. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
We have a link to the sign-up information at WXPR.org and on the WXPR app. Just look for this article. A federal grand jury indicts a Lac-Des-Flambeau man for allegedly being a straw buyer for a firearm purchase. 27-year-old Alizé Doss is charged with making a false statement during the purchase of a firearm. Doss reportedly told a firearm dealer he was buying the weapon for himself when it was actually for someone else. The incident was in March. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Western Wisconsin says the indictment was handed down by a grand jury this week. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office, Lac-Des-Flambeau Police, and the ATF were all involved in the investigation. The holiday display at the state capitol in Madison gets high marks. USA Today placed Wisconsin's Capitol holiday tree at number 7 on its top 10 list for holiday light displays across the country. They say for decades, the 35-foot local balsam fir has transformed the Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda into a beacon of warmth and community spirit. The tree features thousands of thoughtful ornaments handmade by school kids from all around the state and more than 2,000 energy-saving LED lights. This year's tree came from Oconto County. For the 2 years before that, the tree was harvested in the Rhinelander area. Defense attorneys and prosecutors are set to choose the jurors who will decide whether a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a Mexican immigrant dodge federal officers broke the law. Federal prosecutors charged Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan in April with obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. Jury selection for her trial is set to begin today. Opening statements are set for Monday. Dugan has maintained she was acting within her authority when she led the man out of her courtroom through a private doorway when she learned agents were in the courthouse looking to arrest him. A former top official in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers' administration is running to succeed the two-term Democrat. Joel Brennan launched his campaign Thursday, joining a crowded primary field for the 2026 election. Brennan told the Associated Press he would be a governor who both fights President Donald Trump's chaos and dysfunction and works across the aisle with Republicans in the state. He said he wants to build relationships with both Democrats and Republicans to roll up our sleeves and work together. Wisconsin is a politically divided state that went for Trump in 2016 and 2024 and President Joe Biden in 2020. Wisconsin educators are shedding light on the unique dilemma rural school districts are facing. They're working to meet a large portion of the needs of students in the state, despite significant funding and resource uncertainty. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across the state, many of which are rural. Jeff Eide with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says more cuts only exacerbate ongoing staffing issues, federal funding uncertainty, and dwindling resources. He says reduced funding and resources are forcing districts to make difficult choices.
We make decisions that have the best impact for kids and least impact on our school district in the end, but that becomes just incredibly challenging when we haven't received as much of the funding.
Eide says Wisconsin's established revenue limits further compound matters by creating inequities between districts. The majority of school districts in Wisconsin are considered rural and serve more than 40% of the state's 860,000 public school students. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The Trump administration will be sending farmers $12 billion to help them stay in business and compensate for their trade war losses. Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports.
Many Midwestern farmers lost money this year. President Trump's trade wars didn't help. Tariffs boosted the already high cost of fertilizer and farm machinery. Retaliatory tariffs temporarily hobbled export markets for American farm commodities. The administration will use a U.S. Department of Agriculture fund to cover the funding package. Missouri corn and soybean farmer Richard Oswald says most of the bailout money will go straight to banks and suppliers.
There's money to pay the bill now. Liquidity is another word for it. A lot of farmers have liquidity problems.
Oswald says the bailout will let some farmers pay off last year's operating loans so they can borrow more to cover planting this spring. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
The Wisconsin Farmers Union responded to the bailout saying, while this one-time assistance will help many Wisconsin producers stay afloat in the near term, emergency payments alone cannot address the deeper issues pushing family farms to the brink. It went on to say the current farm safety net is outdated. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.